Well, he is going to play nines, I think, possibly for the first time. I'm unsure whether Wade Graham has played nines before, but let's ask him. Morning, Wade-o.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Have you been involved in a nines tournament before?
I have. I played a couple of times, actually, in the NRL nines, in the pre-season comp. So, yeah, a good bit of fun. Attacking footy, nice and loose, and yeah, looking forward to the weekend.
Just to give our listeners and our viewers a bit of background, the World Nines at Bankwest Stadium Friday, 12 nations, three groups, 2 9-minute halves. If it's a tie, it's golden try, not golden point. And it's only 5 tackles, not 6, Wade. But, geez, for a bigger bloke like you, you'd be huffing and puffing, won't you?
Yeah, certainly a fast game. We've got extra open space out there. Mm. It's just end-to-end footy, so... I'm sure the interchanges will be going thick and fast when you get off the field, but it's certainly an exciting brand of footy. We had a little run around yesterday, and just to see the guys like Josh Adokar and Caelan Ponga in a bit of space, certainly going to be hard pressed as a defender to stop guys like that.
Yeah, the Australian side's got plenty of speed. I want to ask you, Wade, in terms of tactics, how much is it tactics, and how much of it is it just play what's in front of you?
Well, we had a quick chat about it yesterday, and I suppose the unique thing is, you know, the whole group's pretty much doing this together for the first time, and most of the teams in the competition are. So, you know, we'll find out a lot over the first day of footy, I suppose. But, you know, back to your question, I think, you know, the majority of the game would be to play what's in front. If someone gets left on the ground defensively or they mismatch their numbers, you've got to try and do your best to take advantage of that. But the defence is under pressure so much time just because you know how skillful and how talented some footy players are. You only need to break one tackle and then you're creating an extra man. So, it should be interesting as a defender.
We're lucky enough to chat with Wade Graham in the lead up to the World Nines happening at Bankwest Stadium on Friday and Saturday. What about the attitude when the team got together yesterday, Wade? You guys are all very competitive. You love to win. Is it a serious attitude, a fun attitude?
Well, it was definitely a bit of fun yesterday. You know, getting together with the boys, meeting some of the guys for the first time, having a run around and having a feel for the game. But, you know, any time you pull on a national jersey, you know, you take it pretty serious. And we understand what pulling on the green and gold means to, you know, rugby league players, especially Australian rugby league players. So that's, as we move forward in the week, I'm guessing the build-up will build to a bit more seriousness, and we're certainly going there to win the tournament.
Yeah, you've got a couple of speedsters in your team, in Adokar and Ryan Pappenhausen, but I think the guy that I'm most looking forward to seeing play is Caelan Ponga. We see what he does when there's 13 men on the field, but with more space, how's he been at training and the skill level? He's obviously impressed you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had our first run yesterday. We only got in the camp yesterday, and we had our first run on the field yesterday, and just, you know, some of the stuff he does to defenders, his footwork is amazing, but he also understands, you know, what he's doing with his footwork. He's creating space for his runners outside him as well. So he's certainly a tremendous talent. He's one of the most talented players we have in NRL. So I'm sure there's going to be a few highlights over the weekend that young Caelan's going to produce.
I guess one of your big challenges, I think, comes first up, mate. I think the Kiwis are your first game.
Yeah, they'll be tough. They're always tough. And you know, we just talk about guys like, you know, Caelan, but they have a number of guys themselves. You know, they don't go past Shawnee Johnson. He's a very similar type player. He's going to be a handful. So we'll have a look at some ways to try and limit them offensively. But, you know, at times in this game, I don't know if we can. I think possession and maintaining the ball's one of the biggest keys in this game.
What about some of the other sides that you've going to come up against, or you may not come up against, but some of the sides that we've looked at, and in particular the Pacific Island nations, you've got Tonga, who've got some wonderful players, and of course Fiji, who dominate at the sevens level in rugby union. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they go in this nines competition.
Yeah, well, with the game format, because the game's so short and it's so open, it really evens out the playing field. If you come up with a couple of errors and turn over the ball and give away cheap possession, all of a sudden you find yourself behind by a try or two tries. It's really hard to take back in this game. So it is an open competition. There's a lot of talent amongst teams that we see, you know, week in, week out in the NRL already. And, you know, no doubt there'll be a couple of fines that, you know, the average viewer in Australia hasn't seen before. Someone maybe from the USA or from Scotland or from France. No doubt there'll be a gem or two come out over the weekend for sure.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm more excited about as well. The fact that you'll get to see so many talented players in a game where there's a lot more space for them to showcase their skills. And I remember playing it years ago, would have been 20-odd years ago, over there in Fiji and coming up against Fiji. And a lot. And back then, you didn't know a lot of the Fijian players, but I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable. They're big, they're strong, and they're fast.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't bump into Marcus Evo one-on-one in open space. I might be trying to defend myself in the middle as often as I can be.
I was going to ask you, Wade, like, back rowers in the squad, obviously you'll be playing tight. Do you go with, like, wing either side, centre either side, and then sort of a half or two halves and then three middles? Or what's the format you'll go with?
Yeah, I think to start the game, that's the way we'll sort of set up. We'll do our best to split the field evenly. But, yeah, as the game progresses and, you know, everything, you know, you make your subs or there's a try or there's something happens, you're just going to have to do your best and fill in. So he spoke about that being versatile and just doing trying to do the job wherever you find yourself. I think that's the beauty of the Nines. It's just so unstructured. And, like, the fans are going to see attacking footy. It's going to go end to end and certainly going to be some entertainment.
And, mate, just before we go, Wade, we're looking forward to the Nines, but do you have a personal opinion, mate, about Nelson Asofa Solomona, end-of-season trip? You've seen the vision, no doubt. I guess we find out about the sanctions today, maybe, from the National Rugby League Integrity Unit, but predicament where, you know, teammates been attacked.
Yeah, it's a tough... Obviously, the vision doesn't look great, but I don't know the full story, but, you know, it's hard if... And your teammate or your friend's been attacked. I feel like we don't want to come down too hard on Nelson because it opened up the door there, you know, for players not to be able to defend themselves in situations like that. It's a tough one. We can sit here and talk about it all day and go around in circles. I don't know what the solution is, but it's something that NRL and the game going to have to look at because you need to be able to defend yourself in situations like that. Although we don't want those situations happening, if it was to happen, you need to be able to defend yourself and defend, you know, your friends and family.
Yeah, I don't think anyone condones violence, but in those situations, unless you've been in there, you're not quite sure how you're going to react. And I think it's something that the players will rally behind if, in fact, this is what's been reported and what's occurred. I reckon the players will unite together and say that, you know, we need to be able to deal with things on its merits rather than just saying you're involved in this incident or that incident and you are guilty.
Sure. Some good and bad news for the Nines out there too, Wade. It's going to be very, very hot, but it's going to be good for the spectators, buddy, but extremely warm for you.
They're only 18-minute games and I just got back from Fiji, so it should be all right.
You'll be fine. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.